With angel eyes tonight.
Nice and relaxing. I told Mariah I come in here and I can kind of just chillax for a bit and ease into my show, Rising with Sky Bar, WMFO in Medford. We're going to have Glenn from the Parlor Bells join us a little later on. But right now, here's some new music. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
I'm not. Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Okay, played a lot of stuff there to start out the show. You just heard Class. Song's called Burnout City. Before that, brand new Starcrawler. Like that one a lot. Called Learn to Say Goodbye. Ruby Grove with Crystal Land, single that came out this year. And started with The Ghouls, Pocket of Gold. All new stuff there. And this is more new stuff by The Proles. Gretchen Shea's newest project.
It's difficult to make a plan when the future's so up
He's Not the One You Want to Love by Muck and the Myers. Before that, we had They Won't Give It Away, which is sung by Faulty Cognitions of Somehow Here We Are. That came out this past year on Dirt Cult Records. Dropkick Murphy's latest single, Sirens, Proles with On the Outside. It's 727 WMFO in Medford. Here till 9, 7 to 9, Rising with Sky Bar. Glenn from the Parlor Bell should be along shortly. We're going to sneak some more tunes in. This next song is by Guided by Choices, which the name might imply, cover Guided by Voices songs. And this is a song by them. I think it's their latest single.
Different dream awaiting, a different kind of kiss.
almost got caught babbling there off air. What I just played, Falsely Accused. I think that's a radio debut. The song was called Witches. Abby Barrett's new one, Freedom. That's F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B, not the conventional way you'd spell freedom, I guess. Guided by Choices with Ghosts of a Different Dream. I'm here with Glenn from Parlor Bells and Other Things.
Yes. How you
Thanks
doing, my
for
friend?
Coming. I'm doing good.
Good.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
First thing I gotta ask is, you're known as Goddamn Glenn. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, yeah. That's what
that's
I've been going
accurate?
By for several years. I forget how it happened.
I was
it was
ask
an internet
that,
thing, probably, and... Yeah, and
it's
then
taken off.
I think, well, yeah, and then I lost my Facebook profile for a period of time because they were doing like the authentic naming, but I fought the law and Glenn won. I actually I fought them and I got it reinstated. So
that's a fear of mine that someday my face. I mean, we rely so much on and I hate to do it, but we rely so much on Facebook to spread information about, especially like in the music scene.
Yeah. Well, that's good information to spread around. You just don't want the disinformation and the political disinformation.
Right. But I don't want like to find one day, because you see it, your account's been hacked, you can't get in, you've lost everything.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Start from scratch.
I think they sort of gave up on the name thing. I think that's kind of, they realize that people want their privacy. I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, anyway, so we get that out of the way. So when, we're going to talk a whole lot about the new EP, I'm going to play it.
Great.
But, I'm gonna go way back a bit to when did you first realize that you wanted to like make music, be in bands? Was it very early on when you were young?
Yes, it was very early on. I think that I started like a lot of young, at least in my case, young men do. You know, I wanted girls and I wanted to, you know, I had to do something.
Either play football or be in a band.
I didn't have any athletic ability, so I was like, all right, better be in a band or something. I grew up around music. I was always surrounded by music. My parents played a lot of music. I was in a band when I was probably 14. I started in my first like kind of glam rock covers band and stuff. And then I tell this story. I actually just told it this weekend that I saw Skid Row at the Channel back in the day.
Okay, yeah. So like, loved the Channel.
Yeah, it goes to show. Yeah. So I went to that show, and this was like they just sort of became big. And
right.
I'm standing there. I'm waiting for Sebastian Bach to like write me an autograph. And I got my head down, and he says to me, he goes, so you're a singer, right? And I'm like, wow, how did you know that? And he goes, you look like a singer. So from there on... It just became like, you know, I felt like I had a blessing.
That's a classic story.
Yeah, it was great.
So how old were you during it?
I think I was too young to be there.
Right. It
was like an 18 plus show, but I was probably like, I don't know, 16. When I was that age.
I got Chris in the singer. He said it. He's like, you should be a singer. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that sort of definitely inspired me. I mean, I'm still telling the story, so obviously
it's a cool story because, you know, at the time they were pretty big for a while. Skid Row.
Yep. He's got a great voice. Still does.
Yeah, and you happen to see him at the Channel.
Yeah.
I love the Channel. Long gone, but yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew at that point that, well, right around, so you always knew.
I knew, I was already playing music at that point, but that was sort of a moment where I realized, I'm like, okay, well, he says that I looked like a singer, then, you know, I got to run with it.
I can see
And there were several years where I stopped playing music, went to school, but it just never left me in terms of, you know, my desire to write. I was always coming up with song ideas and stuff. And there's nothing more cool than being on stage in front of an audience and
Do you pick up an instrument?
I play a little guitar and a little piano, but you'll never see it live.
You
well,
leave
maybe
some the other guys.
I do most of my composing on a keyboard, and I create sort of draft songs that I share with the band, and they take their pro musician talents, and they expand upon them and make them the great songs.
That's an approach that usually people like play guitar, they play like that, and they meet it out on that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of I find it interesting that you kind of obviously you do the lyrical part of it.
Yeah, yep. I write all the lyrics, yep.
And you kind of, but you kind of let the band have its way musically. You give them an idea, but
yeah, so that's Parlor Bells, by the way. So Looking Glass War is a slightly different scenario. So for Parlor Bells, for the most part, I come up with all the song blueprints, I like to call them. We go from there. Looking Glass War is a little different because Pete and Mike in Looking Glass War, they sort of come up with the song idea, and I'm just mainly doing like lyric writing and some shaping with the song and stuff. But yeah, beginning back to Parlor Bells, so that's generally how we do it. I bring the song to them, and they take it from there. Yeah.
Were there bands before Parlor Bells?
That I was in?
Or were there many, or was it just that?
It would have been my high school rock band. But no, I've been leading Parlor Bells since 2010. Yeah.
And how did you guys form? Were you just buds?
So originally, Parlor Bells was actually myself and my childhood friend Nate Levitt, who plays with other brother Daryl now.
Oh, all right.
And Nate and I always, you know, worked on music together as friends, whether it was just casually or trying to be something more than that. And then when we set out to create Parlor Bells, it was initially envisioned as just sort of like a songwriting team. You know, then the band sort of formed around us. We did great. And then people decided to, go in different directions. But, you know, I had all these songs for Parlor Bells, and I said, well, I want to keep this rolling. Mm. So I took my part of the songwriting team and, you know, just kept it moving. So,
and you've had various configurations.
We've had different lineups, right? But like I said,
on this new EP, is this a new lineup?
Partially a new lineup, but we've had some players in the band that have been with the band for a while now.
Yeah,
there's some new aspects to it, but our newest member is a guy named Mike Johnson. He joined the band. When I was working on these songs, I really wanted some real 80s shredding.
Yeah.
So I kind of put a call out for somebody who could really nail that stuff, and Mike Johnson stepped up, and he said he was a fan too, so that was cool.
So you have I'm gonna jump to the to be or not behave. Is that the correct
to be or not to be? Yeah, to be or not to be.
Kind of a to be or not to be, but behave.
Right.
Be
exactly. Yes, it's a play on the Hamlet quote.
Well, I can see some theatrical parts to the music.
Yeah, there's always been a theatrical element to Parlor Bells, I think.
Did you do theater at all in school?
No, I definitely wanted to be an actor. I think I just always wanted to be, like, famous or something.
You incorporated
it
into the musical.
I don't do the work, but I just want to be famous. But, I never, there is some theater there, though, for sure.
Yeah, I can feel it. So I'm going to play, there's only four tunes on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to play them all.
Do it.
We'll play a couple, and then we'll talk about them, and we'll talk about a video that you got shot. And we'll recircle to Looking Glass War a bit.
It's a good time of year to talk about the video, too, because it's spooky season. So
fits in. It's apropos. All right. Yeah. I'm going to start it with Night Owl.
All right.
And we'll come back after a couple, and we'll talk some more.
Sounds good, Scott.
All right.
Got some nerve throwing in the towel. Don't shed a tear for him when they cry foul. It's all who you know. It's all who you know. It's all who you know. It's all who. Psycho scowl. This is
DeLorean, we could take that ride. I thought I'd find you with your head down, Wilson's fading into dust. They cannot find me on the radar. This dive is taken in a plunge. I am blurring into one. Wanna live forever. Wanna take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. I thought I'd find you with your head down, Wilson, somewhere in the dust. I cannot be found on your radar. Tell my family I am one. I am merging into one. Wanna live forever. Wanna take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride.
Right, that was the Ballad of Felix. Is it Monicia?
Moncla. Felix Moncla.
224 version. And Night Owl.
Yep. So the Ballad of Felix Moncla is about an actual UFO story, an actual disappearance of a U.S. Air Force fighter pilot who disappeared over Lake Superior in the 50s. Wow. He was chasing a what they call Foo Fighter back then, I guess you'd say. And the person, basically looking at the radar, watched as the plane and the object that he was pursuing merge.
Wow.
He disappeared. They never found the plane. They never found him or his co-pilot.
Wow. Did that story just at the time strike you like, wow, it's an interesting thing?
Yeah, so I was fascinated with, I like, you know, science fiction, horror, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. So I picked up some really old comic books. They were like UFO story comic books from like the 50s.
Oh my God.
And one of the stories in there was the story of Felix Moncla. And and then I just was inspired. I'm like, it sounds like a good song idea, so... that's what the Lake Superior is in reference mm-hmm. to. So another one for spooky season, right?
And this was you did an earlier version. Is this 2024?
Right. So what happened was in 2020 during the pandemic.
Right.
The band obviously just didn't know what to do. We had no mm-hmm. options. We couldn't get together. I mean, you remember what it was like? Mm-hmm. You know, like nobody was leaving their house. Never mind actually playing shows. We couldn't go and rehearse together and stuff. So I thought, well, I have this song. I was actually just going to release it like as myself, you know, just kind of a solo thing.
Right.
And I said, well, why don't we just, you know, we'll share this, you know, between, like I'll send it to you know, the other members of the band, and we worked on it in our own, on our own time and added our parts and stuff. But, you know, obviously it always, it's sounded good for a pandemic recording, but when we got into the studio to record this EP, we realized, you know, we had some extra time. We're like, why don't we try recording this for real, Moncla for real? So so we did, and we're very excited about how it turned out.
Yeah, the pandemic was when, the station shut down, and for about, for like 3 or 4 weeks, there was, I had no show, but then we did it remote. It was kind of, you were just saying earlier, you had sent some shows into Joel for On the Town.
Yep.
So I didn't do it, and I had a, that's why I have everything on my computer now, because I had, obviously I had a, I used to bring a bag of CDs in.
Yep.
To play CDs.
Yep.
And during the pandemic, I had to do it from my house, so I had to have people send me MP3s.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is so much easier. Just it, go in and plug in as opposed to...
It is, yeah. I mean, let's face it, it is a lot easier.
So
I like physical media as much as the next person, but it's definitely made things easier to share. Like, you know, if you're trying to get your music out there.
Right.
I would say, you know, there's a lot of complaints about, you know, the streaming revenue and things like that, and it's all justified.
Yeah.
All justified. But I would say that, you know, as somebody who grew up in a period of time where I had to, I went into a Strawberry's record store. I don't know if the listeners will even know what I'm talking about. But we
But we got some ears under us, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I took my, the tape of my band at the time. I was in a band called Samsara.
Mm-hmm.
It was a glam rock band. And I took one of the tapes that we had made and I stuffed, or I took a couple copies of it and I stuffed it at the record store. And some guy called me out and he goes, hey, I know this is your band. What are you doing putting this on the shelves? I was like, I don't care if somebody steals it. Just I want somebody to get my music.
Yeah.
But that's to show, you know, to get your music out there, you know, you didn't have that digital. Now you just put your stuff up on Bandcamp and you're off to the races.
It's almost like a double-edged sword with digital, I think, because there's so much music. There really is so much to sift through.
Yes.
Like, I go on Bandcamp just once a week or so just to look at bands and find bands.
Yeah.
And I find, not just local bands, but bands from all over the place.
Yep.
And I find some good stuff. And so it's, and that, between that and the stuff that people send you, there really is, like, back in the day, you had like 3 radio stations and your record stores.
Right. Yeah.
But now you can go on a computer and you can find like 15 new songs in a matter of a few hours if you just bounce around.
Yeah, music discovery is definitely a lot different than it used to be, for sure.
Yeah. I gotta say, it's WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Sky Bar, here with Glenn. And then we had Night Owl, right?
Yes.
A little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's kind of like a snotty, kind of bratty take on sycophants in the music scene. People can read in between the lines if they want, but yeah, it's also like I like that it's kind of like one of our heavier songs, but then also like really poppy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's a good blend, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a fun one. Yeah, I feel like with the exception of Moncla, I guess Slasher is a pretty longer song.